We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, good evening, and welcome to the first Tiger Talk of the season with Mizzou women's hoops coach Robin Pinchton, doing things a little bit differently this year. I'm Brad Trinago. Coach Pinchton, of course, here to my left. We are on Facebook Live, and you can keep an eye on that on the Mizzou Athletics Facebook page, also the Mizzou women's basketball's Facebook page, and then we're also going to be putting this on the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast feed presented by Shelter Insurance. So a lot of different places to take in the show. Mizzou off to an 8-1 start, and starting to get a little bit of attention nationally. I don't know if you saw the AP Top 25 that came out earlier today. Mizzou not quite in the top 25, but they are receiving votes now. Again, after that strong 8-1 start, Mizzou will be up next at Missouri State on Friday night. That will be a 6:45 coverage start on the Central Bank Tiger Network on several of those stations, and then back home against Alabama A&M on Sunday, and that will be a 2 o'clock tip. We are brought to you in part by Shelter Insurance, recently ranked highest in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region, 3 out of 4 years in a row, and number one in price by J.D. Power. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. I mentioned the home game coming up against Alabama A&M on Sunday. Make sure to secure your spot in Mizzou Arena for the 2021-22 men's and women's basketball seasons. Head to mutigers.com for ticket info and to reserve the best seats remaining for Mizzou basketball. And with that, we say hello to the 12th year head coach for the Tiger Ladies, Robin Pinchton. Coach, welcome back for another year.
Always great to be with you, Brad. I tell you what, you're going to need a couple glasses of water. You're hitting it hard right now, man.
A little bit of everything. All gas, no brakes.
Absolutely.
All gas,
absolutely.
No brakes.
No, great to be back. You know, I'm excited about the season, obviously. Always enjoy my time with you. And just appreciate you guys that could come out tonight, those of you that are tuning in. So looking forward to talking about our team and in the season.
Well, let's get rolling. An 8-1 start. What do you think have been some of the reasons for all that success, especially when you compare it to the past couple of years?
You know, I keep, we've talked about this a couple times, but, you know, I think, to be honest with you, it started last April. You know, we knew that we had work to do, and I just appreciate our returning players and their ability to really lean in during challenging times. And I think it speaks volumes about their heart posture. I think it speaks volumes about their character. And we knew that we needed to change some things up. Although last year was a tough year with COVID, in and out of contact tracing, that did impact us. We had a lot of of new players, and I'm not using it as an excuse, and I've said this before, I think the COVID year favored teams that had veteran players, and we definitely did not. So it was hard for a lot of reasons, but you know, I don't know that I can sit here and say we deserved to win those close games last year. We had work to do, and you know, we got after it in April and really peeled back the layers and wanted to get back to just our core values, who we are as a program, and our ability to out-team other teams. You know, we had a lot of tough conversations, but I think the thing that I'm most proud of is our returning players, the maturity that I've seen in them on the court, off the court, and in our five new kids, they have brought so much energy and passion and incredible work ethic and just culture kids. And so it's been a nice blend. Off season, not only did we work hard on the court, but we worked hard off the court, spent a lot of time on our defense, and it's still not where we want it to be, but we knew that's an area that we had to get better at, and I thought that our young ladies have really invested in that side of the ball, so that's huge for us. But you know, it's been 6 months of rolling up your sleeves and working on a lot of different levels, and I'm really happy for this team. I love coaching them. I know I've said this a lot of times, but feel really blessed with the staff that I'm surrounded by, and love going to practice every day with these girls. I love going to battle with them, and I think they have the making of potentially something special that happened for him this year.
A couple of things that you touched on there. Last year, I believe it was four different times where you had 10-plus days where you had to be away because of the pandemic, so you lost all that practice time. And then you talked about your team's improved defense, and to me it's visible this year compared to what we saw last year. Do you think those two things are related? Because if you're not able to practice collectively, you lose that ability to communicate and understand, especially with your style of defense, what needs to be done to try to stop the other team.
Absolutely. There's definitely, I think that did play a part of it. You know, I've said this before, but you look at our two international kids, and Sarah Rose and Mama, and you factor in that, number one, they're coming to a new country, and, you know, just the language barrier, and then you get over here and we say, hey, don't leave your dorm room. You know, don't go to eat with anybody. Stay locked up and don't get in a car with anyone. And you know, it was hard. It's hard enough being a freshman and then an international student, and then on top of that, in a pandemic year. And so there's just so, and I know everybody got Zoomed out. You know, we were doing so many Zooms, and you could go through, you know, and we tried to put together, you know, just film and just, you know, different things to help keep our kids engaged. And it was just challenging. It really was. But so I definitely think that played a part of it. But I also think the investment level, one thing that we've always been pretty darn good at, we might not have the most athletic kids or, you know, the size that other teams do, but we've really, I think, done a great job on our scouts. My staff does a phenomenal job on the scouts and really trying to take away their team's strengths. And our players always bought into that, you know, just our game planning for different personnel. And, you know, I don't think we mastered that at the level that we needed to the last couple years. And so part of that was that we didn't have the time together. Part of it was the investment and just owning, you know, what our shortcomings were last year.
And you mentioned late game execution a little bit also. And the most recent game coming up just short at fifth-ranked Baylor. I don't think there's a lot of shame in that. That was a 70-68 final. But you do have tight wins this year right off the bat against Murray State. Troy is a team that made the NCAAs a year ago, and they look pretty darn salty again. I think they're going to make it back. That game was really very competitive until the final few minutes. The game against Columbia University in Pennsylvania was a single-digit win, too. Do you feel like you win those kind of games last year?
Well, we didn't.
That's true.
You know, the proof is in the pudding. We did not win those games. As a matter of fact, we lost games by an average of 1 point per game. So, you know, and that's the thing, too. There's, you know, part of the process is learning how to win again in those kind of situations. And so, you know, I think our non-conference schedule is honestly, you know, and I know a lot of people want to talk about are they Power 5 schools or mid-majors. There's a lot of mid-major teams upsetting Power 5 teams. meetings over the last month. And so we feel like from a scheduling standpoint, you know, we played some pretty good competition, and I think they've challenged us early. And although some of those games you'd like to win by 20, but honestly, being in the fires and finding a way to win, and in our players, you know, seeing that success, I think is more valuable than winning games by 20 and 30 points for sure.
I believe four wins already against teams that are picked to win their respective leagues. And I think a team like Columbia could make a serious run in the Ivy on top of that. So those are some of the examples of it, the schedule so far on an 8-1 start. Tiger Talk with Mizzou Women's Hoops coach Robin Pinchton here on Facebook Live and the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast feed presented by Shelter Insurance. Let's go a little bit more into your roster now, and we got to start with Asia Blackwell, who is off to just a remarkable start in her junior year, averaging 17 points and 13 rebounds per game. So in terms of some of the national numbers for her, she's top five in the nation in double-doubles and rebounding. Again, she's a guard. She's a 6-foot guard, top five in the nation in double-doubles and rebounding. She is number one in the nation in defensive rebounds a game, nearly 11 defensive rebounds a game for a 6-foot guard in Asia Blackwell. Saturday, she goes toe-to-toe with someone who may end up being the National Player of the Year, Baylor's Nalissa Smith, and Asia's able to get 20 points and 16 rebounds. I mean, you look at those numbers, obviously, the efficiency numbers are way up, like field goal percentage, free throw percentage, things like that. So just broadly, what have you seen from her in terms of her growth specifically since she was an underclassman?
Well, I'm just sitting here and all those numbers and everything you just rattled off, that's pretty impressive. But honestly, you know, those that know Asia know that she's had a story and her journey's not been easy. And it's just been so, I don't know, just so powerful to see her growth and you know, where she's at today. And, you know, even coming in, we joke about it. Her and I will joke about where she was at as a freshman and a sophomore, and just the maturity that I've seen in her has been remarkable. I mean, just remarkable. And, you know, I think with Asia, she just wants to be the best version of herself, and she knew that, you know, she's got to maybe have a little bit more discipline, a little bit more organization, and really wants to be a great leader. She wants to be an ambassador. She wants to be a role model and give back to, you know, the city of St. Louis means so much to her, and she wants to make a difference. And she's certainly done that on the court. But I think, you know, what I'm most proud of, yeah, all those statistics are great, but what I'm most proud of is the young lady that she's becoming in the process. And I can't reemphasize that enough to her. I tell her all the time how proud I am of who she's becoming as a young lady.
And, you know, speaking of that, I would think back to, I believe it was the shoot-around, the practice you guys had on Saturday before the Baylor game, and you guys went through the scouting report, and you had a specific game plan for a certain type of play, and one of your freshmen, Sky Travis, was trying to figure it out, and, you know, she's a freshman in a new system and stuff, and it wasn't, I don't think it was quite clicking with her. And you guys finished that portion of the scout and were going into like a free shooting mode. And Asia went and pulled Sky aside and was working with her individually and trying to explain to her, hey, this is what we mean when we talk about this type of play. And I don't think Asia Blackwell would have done that like last year, and certainly not as a freshman. But it speaks to that leadership piece that you were talking about.
Yeah, it's been so awesome to watch her grow. Honestly, it's been so awesome to be a small part of her journey. And she's going to continue to be so successful in life. But, you know, it is. It's moments like that. That there's no way she would have done that her first 2 years. But, you know, we've got this motto of mission first, team always. And I just think she loves her teammates. I think you can see the chemistry on our team. I think you see the sidelines and the energy. And it's because they really care a lot about each other. And it's fun to have that back. You know, that's the one thing that we've always been able to do is out-team other teams. And you've got to have relationships. You've got to have buy-in. You've got to have trust. And certainly that's we've grown leaps and bounds from where we're at maybe the last 2 years. But I just, you know, with Asia too, the other thing I was going to tell you is that oftentimes, pretty much every game, we'll give our players a sheet to evaluate themselves on and the team, just some post-game thoughts. There's a lot of emotions that, you know, go into to playing these games, and so we just want them to carve out some space and put their thoughts down down on paper. And so there's some questions that just kind of open up some honest discussion. And oftentimes when they turn those in the next day, they talk about what transpired at halftime. And they talk about Asia in Haley Frank and in Haley Troop and the voices in that locker room about, you know, staying positive and having that next play mentality. And it's so cool to see, you know, those girls' names come up over and over again in the impact that they're having on our entire team.
It's like comment cards or Yelp for our friends at Cheerleader Pub and Grill that are hosting us, right? Do they give like 3- and 4-star reviews for you or anything on your performance? Or is that just going to be it would probably have to be anonymous, I'm guessing, if they were reviewing your work.
You know what? This team's pretty straightforward.
Oh, really?
I think okay. If they had something to say, they'd share it with me. I'm pretty maybe not. I don't know. But no, we haven't opened up that can of worms yet.
Okay, we'll file that away maybe for later. We continue on Tiger Talk with Coach Robin Pinchton here on a Facebook Live for Mizzou Athletics and Mizzou Women's Basketball's Facebook pages. Lauren Hansen, she scored 3 total points in her first 2 games. She's been hot ever since. That included a career-high 34 points in a win against Lehigh University. She hit 9 three-pointers. As far as we can see, that might be the program record in a true road game. 9 three-pointers made for Lauren Hansen. You put her in the starting lineup this season after she came off the bench a year ago. What were some of the reasons behind that move?
You know, we had there's a couple options we could have went with, but you know, LaDasia had a procedure done in the off season, and so she was really out for at least five months there, and you know, is still not back 100%. But you know, Lauren is she's a workhorse. I mean, she loves the game of basketball, and she's in that gym every day. She wants to watch film. She wants to talk about you know, games on TV or who's playing who. She's just you know, it's her passion. And we saw signs, you know, and just different segments of just elite level play. I mean, the young lady, I keep calling them kids, they're not kids. I guess I'm aging myself, and I definitely don't want to do that either. But the young lady, Lauren, she works so hard at her craft, and it's been fun to watch her too. And I think, you know, when she came here from Auburn, there was an adjustment for sure, and she's just embraced it. And again, as a coach, you know, what you love to see is not only the growth on the court, but off the court. And again, we've challenged Lauren on so many different levels, and it's just really cool to see who she's becoming as an adult as well. But it's got the ability to create her shot as well as anybody on our team. She really does. She's pretty shifty with the ball, you know, I think has the ability to do that more often than not, knock down tough shots and put up a lot of numbers for us. And again, I think that's one of the things that it makes us a little bit tough to probably scout for, is on any given night you don't know for sure who's going to have the hot hand. But she's a kid that I think is growing on the defensive end. That's been the biggest challenge for us, is to get her to understand rotations and positioning, and we're on her every day about her defense, and she's trying to grasp it, she's trying to get there, she's trying to pick up championship habits. But if there's a weak part to her game, that's it. And I say that, and I think she's second on her team in steals,
tied for first as of this morning.
Yeah, so actually, I mean, yeah. She's definitely got quick hands. She can anticipate, but still understanding her whole defensive philosophy has been a little bit of a challenge.
Wanted to ask you about both of the Haleys, too, before we give you a break and have your video coordinator, Mike Scott, tag in for a few minutes here on Tiger Talk. We'll start with Haley Frank. She's at 14 points and 5 rebounds a game. We've kind of gotten used to that type of production from her. She's a junior now. She has to be among the national leaders in charges taken. I couldn't find that stat anywhere, but she's got to be up there. How do you feel like Haley Frank is evolving now as an upperclassman?
You know, I think she's a lot more assertive. And, you know, just with her voice, with her play, she's such a gritty player. And you know, that kid is such a winner. There was no way she wasn't going to make sure that that locker room wasn't right, and that we took the steps that we needed to continue to move this program forward. But, you know, we continue to try and get her shots. I think she's become a little bit more aggressive. I think at times she'll settle for that 3, and she's really got a great mid-range game too. And there's opportunities to score inside, but just a overall great team player, has the ability to put a lot of points on when we can get her shots, for sure. But, you know, there's games that I think people understand the how efficient she is, and they guard her hard. I mean, they make it really, really hard. She maybe doesn't have the same kind of ability to create on her own as much, and so there needs to be a little bit more play calling for her, but shoots at a really high percentage and just a tough, gritty, whatever it's going to take to win kind of teammate.
Haley Troop was someone who I thought, you know, made the best of a bad situation, just meaning the COVID-19 pandemic. She put in a lot of time with her dad going through what she said it was 2-a-day workouts, really. And she came back last year in terrific shape. She earned the right to start every game for you. She's continued to start every game this season, too. She's averaging 9 points a game. She's going up against Baylor, and she was the one who hit the three that gave your team its first lead in the fourth quarter. So she has the ball in her hands in a lot of crucial situations. And speaking of national stats, as of this morning, she's 11th in the nation in assist-to-turnover ratio. So it's nearly 4 assists for every turnover for Haley Troop. And you don't really, she's not really a point guard, so you don't really think of that with her. But how has she come along, I guess especially as a passer, but really as just an overall basketball player?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because as a coach, sometimes you get a little concerned when your players go home. And, you know, you mm-hmm. want to make sure they're still going to work out and get their shots up. But I love it when Haley Troop goes home. Her dad, and she's
working
my kid.
He's working her harder than you are, I think.
Might be, yeah. I guarantee you they're doing 2-a-days, and she's getting her work in. But, you know, Haley's probably one of the highest basketball IQ kids we have, and we're constantly just challenging her to be more assertive in those huddles. We've only got 4 timeouts, and we need her to use her voice more. And she's starting, I think, to finally feel comfortable doing that more. But just a really heady player, I think plays with great pace. And that's something that a lot of kids don't understand, the importance of being able to play with pace. You see her come off ball screens, and she's not only seeing how her defender's playing it, the screener's defender, but who's tagging on the roll. And so, I mean, there's so many reads that you have to do coming off a ball screen. And I think she's probably our best player, you know, making plays off our ball screen motion, but has the ability to shoot it. And again, I still don't think she's shooting at the level that she's capable of. You know, she's going to have one of those nights here pretty soon where she's going to knock down 6 or 7 threes. She's definitely got that in her bag for sure. But again, a kid that can score at 3 levels. She plays with enough pace at the rim that she can get you know, on your heels a little bit, but also has a nice pick or mid-range game and can shoot the 3. And defensively, even though she doesn't have the foot speed, she's not laterally quick. Again, the basketball IQ, the understanding of spacing and you know, just the footwork that she has to have to take away. Oftentimes, we have her guard other team's best 3-point shooter, and you wouldn't think you'd have maybe a more athletic, quicker kid guarding that. But she's just a high basketball IQ and understands angles so well, and understands the mission and what needs to take place. So, got a lot of trust in Haley True.
I wanted to follow up on something you said, that she plays with great pace, and then you also said she doesn't have as much foot speed as some other players, because I think there might be a misnomer for people to think, oh, she plays with pace, that means she's really fast. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think what you're saying is that she is really good about, okay, this is the time to go 100%, this is the time to go 70%, and then kind of use that ability to have a variety with her speed, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Is that what you mean by that, when she plays with pace?
Absolutely. You know, it's you've got to have change of speed. Mm-hmm. You have to. And whether she's coming off ball screens, and you'll see he'll really probe the defense, or if she's coming off screening action. You know, you got to have that, and she's probably one of the best that we have.
Pretty cool. All right, that is Coach Robin Pinchon. You want to take a few minutes off? We'll have Mike Scott tag in here if you want to hang out. We'll get you back in a little bit. If that sound good?
That sounds great.
All right.
You're the boss.
All right, sounds good. Robin Pinchon will be back in a little bit here on Tiger Talk. We're going to have video coordinator Mike Scott come up here momentarily. First, I want to let you know that Mizzou Athletics would like to thank our premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. You can show your swagger with a Tiger checking card from Central Bank. That's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at centralbank.net. So we move on now to our assistant coaches segment that's courtesy of our friends at Socket Fiber. Socket Fiber, the fastest and most reliable internet. All right, so we have made the shift change, if you will, and we are joined now by video coordinator Mike Scott. He's a familiar name, I think, for a familiar face for a lot of folks. You were a grad assistant here. Mike, yes, welcome sir. Back. Welcome back to Tiger Talk, and welcome back to Mizzou, I guess.
Thank you so very much. Glad to be here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. So what led you to come back to this team?
Man, just a great opportunity. Coach Pinson and I were blessed to stay in touch over these past few years. A great friend of mine ended up leaving the program, and it was just a great opportunity for me.
Yeah, so you come back here, and what have you – so let kind of connect the dots for us. You were a grad assistant, and then we kind of lost track of you for a few years, and now you're back. What were you doing in that interim time?
Oh, man, did just a little bit of everything, to be 100% honest with you. Yeah. But I went down – after I was here as a graduate assistant, I went down to the University of Alabama, Birmingham, was assistant down there for 2 years.
With our old friend Randy Norton, yep, the former assistant here. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Was there for 2 years. After that, I went back to my high school, was an assistant there for a year. Left there, went to SLU, St. Louis University, was their director of operations for a year, was an athletic director this previous year at Columbia Independent School here in town, and now I'm back in Mizzou.
So Columbia Independent, that is not the biggest school in the state, we'll just say that. What was that like for you as someone who, you know, you've coached at the Division I level, I believe you went to a bigger high school, certainly mm-hmm. bigger than Columbia Independent, mm-hmm. so how was that for you in terms of adjusting to just the resources and the mission of that school?
Yeah, I think adjusting to the resources is probably the biggest challenge, but I think it was that and all my experience have made me just a little bit more well-rounded. As the athletic director, I had to take on a different hat that I was used to kind of thing. I was telling Coach when I interviewed for the job, I was having to make sure the referees were there, having to schedule games, having to take kids to and from games, having to make sure water was on the sidelines for games and competitions, but it just made me appreciate the little things just a little bit more.
As you get to, you know, down to like the class one level, did you have to almost be like a recruiter to make sure that every able-bodied kid in the halls was on a roster so that you'd have, you know, six or seven to round out a team at least?
Just a little bit. I believe on our boys team last year we had around 8.
Oh boy.
So everybody was playing some big time minutes there. So yeah.
We're talking with video coordinator Mike Scott here on Tiger Talk on Facebook Live. So video coordinator, again, is the title. Remind us what exactly a video coordinator does.
Yep, so with a video coordinator role, I do, put together some packages just to help the team get ready for upcoming games and things like that. So if we're playing for, like, the Baylor game, I would help with the coaches and put together the personnel clips, some of the offensive clips and schemes that they like to do, put together some defensive clips, and then help present it to the team.
And you were joking during the Baylor trip. We were walking into the gym. I think it was before the shoot-around that day. You felt like you should have more stuff to carry. But yeah. I'm guessing that role, and I've talked with your predecessor, Mike Donovan, a little bit about this, but so much more of what you do has gone digital mm-hmm. that really a lot of it is just it's all online and already there, I guess?
Yep, yes. So I remember previously when I was a graduate assistant, I had to one of my main jobs was to bring in the speaker, bring in the big speaker. So when I was saying, my hands were a little bit lighter there. I just didn't have to carry around that massive speaker right there. But having to carry the camera now is a little bit lighter, and just getting some of the fun behind-the-scenes moments is just a little bit different.
It is a little bit. Yeah. So he was talking about a speaker. So when the team travels on the road, they actually carry a speaker like one of those down there. We take that with us on the plane, and they take it into the gym, and that way they have the music that they want at a really loud level. At, like, they want the kids these days and their music when they're practicing. But so usually it's the grad assistants that pick the music. So I guess does that mean you're getting old because they don't trust you with the iPod?
Apparently, Brad. Apparently, so I've been replaced there, but it's okay.
That's tough, man.
Paige's been doing a great job with that.
Okay,
so.
So Paige is the one. Now is Paige the one that's like deciding the music, or is she getting input from players? I don't.
Maybe a combination. Maybe a combination of the two. That might have been decided before I got here.
Okay, interesting. All right. Well, I would offer my input, but I don't think they're interested in the music that I'm into. So when we get done with games, and I notice this on the road especially, you know, the game will be played. We drive to an airport. We're taking off. A lot of times we're in the air within like an hour or so. Mm-hmm. And the coach is on the flight. are looking at the film of the game that just happened. I mean, it's like it's a really rapid turnaround. So walk us through that process. How are they able to get that to where they can immediately review a game that quickly?
Yes, sir. That's actually a great question. So we normally speak to the other video coordinators before we get there and things like that. We chat. So before the game starts, I hand them my hard drive, my flash drive. After the game, they load the game up into that hard drive or flash drive. I hustle back to the bus as soon as I possibly can after changing and things like that, and and put it on the coach's laptops for them so they can start reviewing the game. Like you said, it's a very, very quick turnaround. Want to make sure that no time is wasted, because I know that they have normal times. They have another game coming up in a couple of days, that kind of thing. So we want to make sure we can wrap up one game real quick before we can move on to the next one.
It's not a very vicious rivalry among video coordinators. I have noticed that. No. You both understand that if you don't deliver that video, the boss is not going to be very happy. So exactly. I'm guessing there's kind of a mutual respect and understanding there.
Exactly. Yeah, we're normally pretty kind and pretty easy going with each other. So yeah.
How's the wife doing?
She's doing great. She's doing extremely well.
Mike Scott's wife, of course, is Morgan I. Well, she was Morgan I. I guess she's Morgan I. Scott these days, and she's around too, so she's the head coach at Hickman High School. So are you going to have to try to stay neutral when Hickman plays Rockbridge and Mizzou signee Avery Kroenke? How are you going to approach that?
I'll ask the boss on that one what I can do right there. But no, I got to stay with the one who makes the rules at home. So
you're making the right choice, trust me. But how has she adjusted to being a high school basketball coach at Hickman? Oh,
she absolutely loves it. She's having a blast. Loves her kids, loves the role that she's in, loves being able to be a mentor and impact the young women's lives. So she loves it.
Very cool. Has Coach Pinchton forgiven you for violating that policy about practice players not dating members of the team? Because that may have been when you two started to get to know each other a little bit.
Yes, I think she's moved on just a little bit past there. Yeah.
I guess so. She rehired you.
Right.
So that makes sense. Yes, video coordinator Mike Scott, thanks a lot for a few minutes of your time.
Appreciate
and good seeing
it,
you
Brad.
Again.
Likewise.
Yep. Good to have Mike Scott back in the fold. Solid folks there. So we'll have Coach Pinchton rejoin us here momentarily. But first, want to remind you again, this episode of Tiger Talk, other great content and episodes are available on the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast. That's presented by Shelter Insurance. So be sure to subscribe today. Again, for those of you that are watching this now on Facebook Live, we'll have this on the podcast feed at some point in the next, 12 hours or so. It depends on how early I get up in the morning. That's probably what it's going to come down to. But we will have that on the feed, and then it'll be available on demand. You could be driving to work and listen to parts of this as you roll along. Also, remember, fans, that tickets to all Mizzou home games are delivered to your mobile device. So download the Mizzou Tigers mobile app, log into your ticket account, then manage and download your tickets from there. So be sure to download your tickets before arriving at Mizzou Arena to reduce wait times. For more information and step-by-step instructions, head to mutigers.com. All right, one more segment with Coach Robin Pinchton, and that is courtesy of our friends at Club Car Wash, the official car wash of the Tigers. Club Car Wash, formerly Tiger Express Wash, with unlimited membership starting at $20 a month. Visit clubcarwash.com to find a location near you. And how about that? Robin Pinchton has reappeared. Through the magic of Facebook Live and podcasting, you have returned. You know, the exciting thing about not being on radio, too, is that we are not necessarily bound by the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. So if you really have thoughts about, like, officiating or something that you need to get off your chest, any number, letter, word, it could be even some that are four letters. I mean, I think, you know, we could consider letting that go. So just file that away.
Look at him trying to bait me here. I'm not taking the bait. Okay. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Maybe we'll have like a fan segment and one of them can come up. And
now we're talking. How about that, you guys? That would be kind of fun.
Please don't get me in trouble. I know. It wouldn't be the FCC, but it'd be others. All right, so we were running through your roster, and we'll get back to a few more of your players a little bit before we wrap up here. But first, Mike Scott, like I mentioned, he was a grad student for you, and then he had an opportunity to do a lot of stuff in relation to athletics, and then you were able to bring him back in. Why did you decide that he was a guy you wanted back with the crew?
Well, it was absolutely a no-brainer, and I recruited him hard. I knew that he was the guy that I needed to get here. It was just the timing of that opening was a little bit tough, and you know, just I trust him. I think he's just an incredibly hard worker, high basketball IQ. It's been fun to see him grow. Mm-hmm. And again, I think I'm aging myself here, but he used to be on our scout team, and then he was a graduate assistant, and then he went out and did his thing, and just he actually coached my son Blake with the Michael Porter Jr. Academy the AU team. And so, you know, just to see him grow and his confidence, and so just somebody that we knew. He's always been a part of our family, and to be able to bring him back was really awesome. I'm so happy Mike's back.
Mm-hmm. One of the newcomers to your crew is Izzy Higginbottom. She's already been a freshman of the week in the SEC for performances, including the win against Idaho State, where she scored 18 points. She's averaging 8 points a game right now. Games on the line at the fifth-ranked team in the country, a team in Baylor that's just loaded with seniors and super seniors with the COVID year and all that, and you've got a true freshman in Izzy Higginbottom that you trust to be out there. What has she done to earn that trust?
Well, you know, I usually don't say things like this, but that will not be the last time that she'll get the SEC Freshman of the Week.
Okay.
I think she's a special young lady and, again, a pretty high basketball IQ, not afraid of the moment. I think she's learning. She's growing. She's freshman year is tough. It's more physical. The pace of play, it just becomes a whirlwind. And her and I have had some conversations about this. And you know, I got to remember that more often. That as a freshman, there's so much that's going on between the years. But you know, she's a kid that works really hard. She's another one that's a gym rat. She's in the gym almost every morning, getting shots up, working on her craft. But you know, she can score on three levels, and she's not afraid of the moment. And I feel really good about her. She's shifty. She's got good handles. Again, maybe doesn't have the foot speed that Mama does. I think, and this is where I talk to both of them. It's like, don't compare yourself to each other. You both bring great value. It just comes in different shapes and sizes. And so I think she's a kid that's going to be an incredible player and just a great leader for us over the course of her 4 years here at Mizzou.
What about Kaya DeRose's development so far? She's another true freshman for you.
Yeah, you know, Kaya hasn't gotten a lot of minutes yet, but she will. If she can stay true to the process, that kid's got a chance to be pretty special. And I know that's so hard to hear when you're a freshman. But again, just understanding the attention to detail, the physicality of the game, and just she's already a pretty darn good defender for us. But we've just got to continue to work on her offensive craft. And she's another kid, you know, we get back from the game against Baylor. I think we rolled in around 12:30. And, you know, I helped him bring in some of the bags and whatnot, and was going up to my office, and I heard a ball bouncing in the gym. And Kaya DeRose setting up the gun, getting some shots in at 12:30 at night. And
wow.
So, I mean, it's hard being a freshman. It's hard coming in when you're an elite player in your high school program and to not get on the court. But you know what? Do something about it. And she is. And, again, if she can stay the course, I think she's got a chance to be really special. She's going to help us this year. She will help us this year. Really, really elite level defender, very good rebounder. Just need to continue to work on the flow offensively.
Well, you think about, you know, people as freshmen who, you know, at least statistically did not rack up a ton of numbers, and she could look at someone who basically plays the same position as her in Sarah Rose Smith. I mean, Sarah Rose Smith did not play a ton last year. You know, the numbers weren't necessarily there, and she wasn't, you know, it was her shooting numbers that, you know, weren't really standing out, especially from the outside. And you look this year, she scored 10 two different times, Sarah Rose has, to your career highs, and she's like 6 of 10 from 3 right now. So right there is a young lady who has proven, hey, if you go through the work as a freshman, you can have some payoff pretty soon after that.
No doubt about it. And the other thing I keep trying to tell Kaya is sometimes it's not about you. Sometimes it's about what other people are doing in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's definitely part of that process too. But yeah, for Sarah Rose to be able to do what she's doing today after a tough freshman year and not get a lot of minutes, again, it's just it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I think Kai is a kid that absolutely loves the game. She works real hard, and she's got a really bright future. We're lucky to have her here.
As I mentioned, we're on Facebook Live. We actually have a question from Facebook. You want to take a shot at this? Mitchell is asking, so you had a game last Thursday, beat SIU Edwardsville, and then you had a game basically 48 hours later against Baylor on Saturday. So whenever you have a short turnaround situation like that, Mitchell was wondering, how do you approach that?
Yeah, you know, that's where it gets really, I think, hard with quick turnarounds, and especially if you're not getting a lot of minutes, because you don't have those practices to go out there and you know, continue to fight for more minutes. Right. And so and then from a conditioning standpoint, but that was a quick turnaround. We were just really mindful. Again, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a long season. It's not so much about where they're at physically today, but making sure we manage that through the course of the season. And so went pretty light. Obviously, we watched some film from our SIUE game. Then we went out and had a light practice, got some free throws in, walked through the scout, and then turned around and went back in the locker room and did the scouting report on Baylor. So, you know, it's just really trying to be efficient with our time on the court, in the locker room with film sessions, and there's definitely a balance there.
Thank you for the question, Mitchell. And on future episodes, if you're listening on Facebook Live, go ahead and weigh in the comments, and we'll try to work those questions in as we go. We're talking Tiger Talk with head coach Robin Pinchon here on Facebook Live and the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast feed. To me, the most disappointing part of an 8-1 start for your team is that you've had so many injuries in your front court, especially with young players. So it's either been really limited minutes or they haven't been able to play at all yet. So let's go through the front court a little bit, and let's start with LaDasia Williams. You touched on this already, some knee issues. She's just not quite 100% right yet. What can you tell us about her status right now?
Well, you know, it's day by day this last week. And again, this hurts because she doesn't get reps in practice and, you know, and try and get some conditioning in on the bike, but it's just not the same, you know, as being on the court. But she actually had some swelling in her good knee, and I think it was probably from overcompensation. And so really tried to be mindful of that. We just decided in that SIUE game, you know, we were going to try to hold her back the same way we have been with Micah lately because of her shoulder, and only need him if we had to, you know, we were in that situation. But I don't know. It's just, I know Day's frustrated. You know, I feel bad for her. She had a procedure done in the off season that we didn't think was going to be a major procedure at all, and just had a hard time coming back from it. So, you know, we'll continue to try and manage her practice time and make sure we're not losing her timing and still building confidence without the wear and tear that goes along with the pounding throughout, you know, a week of practice.
Yeah. Other youngsters in your front court, we've seen Sarah Linthicum, the Jefferson City product at times, and she's shown some nice flashes for you. And then Jayla Kelly, Micah Linthicum, her older sister, Niecy Trusty hasn't even played yet. Sky Travis has finally made her debut and has played in a couple of games, but all four of them have been dealing, well, maybe not Sarah as much as the others, but been dealing with some dents and dings here and there. What can you tell us about their health status at the moment?
Well, I can tell you I cannot wait until they get healthy.
I know, right? Me too.
You know, I'm excited for everyone to see a healthy Niecy and Sky. I really am. Those two kids can get out and go. I mean, they're so explosive and really good around the rim. Rim protectors, can rebound out of area. They'll get us some transition points for sure. So I'm really anxious for them to get healthy. Niecy's probably another month out, and then that's going to be a hard timing to bring her back in SEC play, and so we'll see what happens with that. Jayla is just now getting back after being out for about 6 weeks, but I've been really, really proud of her. I'm seeing some things in Jayla that I haven't seen over the last year and in a couple months, and I just think she's found a different fire inside, and I think she's got a chance. I mean, she's so physical backbone so strong, and can really help us, just with rebounding and protecting that paint. So I'm excited what I'm seeing from her. We need it consistently, and we need it more. Micah, hopefully we can get her back. Her size is important. Her and I just talked the other day. Golly, she came back this summer just so confident, strong voice, confident, and I was really excited to see what she was going to be able to do this season, and I thought she was really going to have a chance, and hopefully we can get her back. She's doing everything in practice, non-contact right now, so hopefully we're in on the back end of that. And then Sarah, just a kid that's got a great motor that works her tail off. And you know, so many times we want to talk about stats, and I get it, and, you know, who's doing this and who's ranked who. But I am just going to say our bench, our non-starters, our starters do a great job with it too, but we're not in the situation we're in today without kids like Sarah Lithicum, without Micah, without Jayla. I could go Sarah Rose, like Kaya. I could go up and down that roster, but they have been so selfless and mission first, team always, and have done a tremendous job creating energy and just pouring into their teammates. And so I love the bench more than anything right now. I love that culture and that chemistry that we have in that locker room.
Well, I did want to get to the ranking, so I will run through. So again, Mizzou is receiving votes in the latest top 25. South Carolina's number one, then it's NC State, UConn, Stanford, Baylor holds at number 5. Out of the SEC, Tennessee is number 9, Kentucky's 14th, A&M's 18th, Georgia's 21st, LSU's 24th. By the way, Texas coming to an SEC program near you is 11th, and Oklahoma is receiving votes. So it's not like it's going to get any easier when those two hop in. But, you know, we say this every year, but you're in a pretty good league.
Not bad. No, I've got I love it. I absolutely love it. Some great coaches in this league, some tremendous players. And if you're a competitor, you wouldn't want to be in any other league. So we're excited about the possibilities, and we'll see how it all plays out. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and every night we're going to have to be ready. But we want to finish strong with a non-conference schedule first and have some opportunities to learn and grow, and hopefully we'll be in good shape at the start of SEC play.
Which comes December 30th at home against number 1 South Carolina. So, again, go to MUTigers.com. Make sure you got your tickets all locked in, downloaded on your phone, on your app, and that you're ready to join us and be loud for that one on the 30th. Wanted to ask you about your, I say recruiting class, but it's just one player, at least as of now, and it's a local kid, Avery Kroenke, Rockbridge High School, a big and talented guard who's gotten a lot of even national attention from folks like ESPNW. When you saw Avery Kroenke, besides the fact that, oh, it's a Rockbridge kid, what were you seeing from her that made you think, yeah, she's got what it takes to be a Tiger?
Well, very few players have motors like she does. I mean, she just goes and goes and goes. And, you know, that's something that I don't know if you can teach that. That's an internal thing. And you love to see it. You know, she can play point. She can play off the ball. Really good in transition. Good handles, can shoot the three, but honestly, her defense really stands out to me. She's long, she's lengthy, she can rebound, and just a complete package. And then not only does she check all those boxes, but in addition to that, which is really important to our culture, high character kid, really great in the classroom, really great in the community, just really aligns with all of our core values that we have in our women's basketball program. And not only that, she's a local talent, which I think is huge for our fans to be able to support local student athletes from within Columbia, but also within the state. And so you don't want those kind of kids to get away. But her character, her motor, the way she defends, and she can shoot the three ball.
That always helps a little bit to be able to do that. But yeah, we'll talk more about Avery perhaps in future shows a little bit more here. Before we let you go, wanted to ask you about the next matchup. It's an in-state showdown at Missouri State. Again, that's Friday night on several Central Bank Tiger Network radio stations. That will be a 6:45 coverage start on Friday, 7 o'clock tip down in Springfield. This has really developed into a fun rivalry there as Missouri State has gone on the rise a bit. Clearly, it seems like your team is ascending at 8-1. Lot of familiar names on that Missouri State side, some of them taking advantage of the COVID year and coming back even though they would have graduated. So when you think about the Lady Bears from Missouri State, what comes to mind?
You know, just a lot of respect. They've worked really, really hard to get to where they're at. They've got a great coach, and they've got some veteran ball players, and they – they've got a winning program. They've got a winning tradition. And, you know, I remember what it's like to be on the other side of that. That's when we were at, you know, when I was at Illinois State and we got to play Illinois once a year. And we just appreciated that opportunity. And you've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. And so, you know, really a lot of the statistics go out the window because you get so much adrenaline. And we understand what that looks like. You know, we're excited about what's in front of us. We got a week to prepare for them. They play tonight against South Dakota State, and then you know, they'll have a couple days to prep as well. But we'll be ready. We know it's going to be a dogfight. Again, that's always a great place to play, and they draw very well. And we know it's going to be a dogfight, but we're definitely looking forward to it.
You said post game after the Baylor game, this is I think a direct quote, "We got a squad." And I think you're right. I think you've got a squad. It's been really exciting to watch your team through the first month or so of the year. Looking forward to how it plays out down the road, and we'll do it again next week. Coach, thanks for joining me.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Robin Pinchton joining us here on Tiger Talk. Glad you could be with us on Facebook Live. And again, this is on the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast feed coming your way shortly as well. For everyone who helped to make the broadcast possible, folks like Steve Sowers and Matt Weingartner, I'm Brad Trinago. This is Tiger Talk with Mizzou Women's Basketball from Learfield.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.